come in. Come in from that slightly damp morning air outside. Come in wearing the autumn sunlight on your face. Come carrying the turning of the seasons in your heart. Whatever and however the greatness of life is speaking to you now, you are welcome here in our circle of friendship and love. So good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Essex Church and to this gathered community of Kensington Unitarians. Ours is a community created by all who come through our doors and settle down for a time of reflection through song and silence, laughter and tears, thoughts shared and thoughts held gently within us. The weather has turned chilly, you may have noticed. The leaves are changing colour. And in our time together today, we are considering the importance of celebrating life itself and marking the changing seasons of our own life journeys and of those we love. We'll be hearing what makes a Unitarian wedding special, and I expect a great queue of people who then want to get married here. And there'll be an opportunity for us all to light candles of remembering for those we have loved. And then, towards the end, we'll be invited to pretend we're all little children and receive a blessing for our lives. So let's ready ourselves now by taking a conscious breath and by allowing all of who we are to settle here now. Your best bits and your worst bits. Your anxieties and your delights. Let it all be here now, contained in this space that is so used to holding all of what it is to be human. And I light our chalice flame.
This chalice flame connects us with Unitarians the world over and with all of humanity. It's one flame, says one light, one human race, one breath, one life force, and billions of ways that the life force expressed in humanity. May our hearts be large enough to celebrate our human diversity, each of us travelling together this journey that is life.
Yeah. Thank you, Greta. And so I call on the divine spirit of life and love to be with us now and to bless all that we say and do together here today. Let us consider our ancestors, those who came before us, those who passed on to us a gift of life, those who prepared the way. We who are part of the great history of humanity from people's earliest times on this planet, we have the precious gift of life for which to be grateful. Yet there may be those in our personal history for whom we have more complex emotions. If it feels right for you now in a brief time of shared silence, I invite you to seek peace with your ancestors. And if we are human, well, there may well be within each of us some tensions, some unresolved issues. In a brief time of shared silence, I invite us to seek peace for ourselves, whatever that means this day. And in our world, our oh-so-busy, sometimes turbulent world, let us pray for all those involved in conflicts, that ways forward may be found. Let us acknowledge our care and concern for all those who might feel helpless this day, that they might have strength to carry on. Oh, let us pray for the world's leaders that integrity may help them to rise above self-interest and instead truly seek the highest good of all. And in a brief time of shared stillness, I invite you to send your thoughts, your prayers, to places and people in our world that concern you most. And in particular, this day, we might think of those caught up in the shooting in the synagogue, those suffering in the civil wars of Yemen and Syria, those whose lives are forever changed by the Indonesian earthquake. This day, as we consider in our gathering today the many ways we can celebrate the gift of life, let us especially bless those starting out in life, the young, the newly married, those involved in education, that love and laughter and the joy of learning may bless their days. And let us say to that, Amen. Ta-da.
Hello, sorry, just had an impromptu choking fit. I'd just really like to talk to you a bit about Unitarian weddings. And the reason I know about Unitarian weddings is that I myself had one 2 years ago. And when my husband Lawrence and I started planning our wedding, we didn't know about Unitarian weddings, and we weren't sure where to look. Although we wouldn't describe ourselves as atheists, neither of us had strong ties to any particular religious tradition, so there was no obvious direction in which to go. Electing to go with a secular ceremony seemed simpler, but we felt we'd be missing out on certain spiritual elements that were important to us. Some aspects of religious weddings appealed to us, but again, there were parts of the traditional Christian wedding that we felt uncomfortable with and that we felt weren't right for us. Another concern for us, as we're both musicians, was that we really wanted to be able to choose what music we had performed at our wedding, and we didn't want to be limited as to whether we had to choose either religious or secular pieces. One of my friends, hearing our dilemma, suggested that I look into Unitarian weddings. I'd been singing with Essex Church for a few months at this stage, and I couldn't really believe that I hadn't thought of it before. So I emailed Sarah for advice, and she recommended Janine to us as a potential celebrant. Ta-da! So Janine met with us about a year before our ceremony, and we had plenty of time to prepare everything and go through everything. She took it through with us very clearly and calmly, and it was all very exciting. There was nothing that we felt we had to kind of compromise on, or there were no struggles, were there? It was all very easy. And we felt we were in very safe hands with Janine. And one of the really important things is that in preparation for the wedding, Janine really got to know us. So this wedding was really going to be about us. And she made sure that the ceremony included personal details and it felt special and intimate. She's very open to our specific requests, and made us feel that, within reason. With a Unitarian ceremony, anything that we wanted was possible. We couldn't really believe this. It's not something that you are brought up knowing, really, isn't it? You sort of feel that you've got either extreme options for weddings, and we just couldn't believe our luck, really. Janine encouraged our individuality to shine, whilst making sure that we fulfilled all the legal requirements. And we chose to get married in Roslyn Hill Unitarian Church. And this, again, this is in Hampstead. I don't know if anyone's been, but it's a beautiful building. And it meant something to us because we both performed there before. And it's got a very special acoustic, which means that a lot of musical recordings are done there. So, again, as musicians, this was ideal for us. We chose to have a choir of our friends, an organist and a pianist perform at our ceremony. We were able to choose any music that we wanted, hurrah. So this included a piece of music that my husband Lawrence wrote himself. He set to the poem by E.E. Cummings. And we also had music, on the other hand, from set to text from the Song of Songs by French composer Daniel Lesueur. And for our hymns, I was able to rewrite some of the words to make sure that they were relevant to us and to our guests as well. Our readings were varied as well, so we included a sonnet by Elizabeth Barrett Browning and some words by a researcher and author, Brené Brown. We were also given the option to perform a Unitarian ritual involving lighting. We had two separate candles and then we both lit a unity candle. And this was one of our favourite parts of the ceremony because it was really simple, but it felt meaningful to us. And that was important. So there wasn't any part of the ceremony that jarred with us or felt alien. We thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it. Janine was very kind and she was very authoritative. So everything just ran really smoothly. And everyone said how much they enjoyed our wedding. You know, and the wonderful thing was we had quite a varied audience. You can tell I'm a performer. we had quite a variety of guests, and everyone from all backgrounds and different religious traditions, they all said how much they enjoyed it. And everyone felt welcome, and that was really important to us as well. So we really would recommend the Unitarian wedding to everyone. It was truly our dream wedding, and there was nothing about it that we would have changed. So thank you very much, Janine.
Thank you.
So we're coming now to our ceremony of remembering for those who have died. We do this every year now, and it's a very, it really touches me each year. Really, all we're inviting you to do is, if you feel moved, to just come up, light a candle, and if you wish, name the person that you are remembering who has died. And feel free to light more than one candle. But to lead into that, and on that same song sheet, on the other side, there are some words written by an old friend of this congregation, Simon John Barlow, who some of you will remember. He was a Unitarian minister, and he died 10 years ago, just this last week, which really surprised some of us. I thought it'd be lovely to read this. And let's read in unison together, if you wish. Spirit of life and love, in this season of gathering in and remembrance, we remember in gratitude all those who came before us, to prepare the paths which we now tread. We remember in love our family members, friends, and lovers, who though not with us today, still guide our footsteps. We remember in awe the miracles of daily life, which inspire us and raise our spirits. We remember in joy the love divine and human, which surrounds us always. We remember in peace the divine light within us all, which brings the strength for growth. We remember in acceptance our task of sharing that inner light with all those around us, wherever we go. Amen. And so I invite you, if you wish, to remember those people who have given you inspiration, strength, comfort, love. Let's give thanks for those whose presence is always with us. And let's honour their memory in this ceremony of remembrance. These may be your beloved friends and family who have died, or perhaps the people who touched your life through their work, teachers, inspirational figures from across the generations. And may we all be comforted by loving memories of those who've touched our hearts. There are more candles. Feel free to light those at any time now as we settle in to listen to some music for meditation. And there'll just be a few spoken words then, and then a longer silence. So let's take the beauty of Fauré's Requiem now into a time of shared stillness together. We'll spend a few minutes in silence now, and that will come to an end with a chime from our bell. I'm going to be radical, Peter. Let's just scrap the next hymn. It's too long. We'll never get out of here at this rate. Well, I shall cut down my words of wisdom for today. And really, the whole thing was an advert for Unitarian ceremonies and how brilliant they are anyway, and you really don't need to tell me that. And I don't really need to tell you that celebrations are a good thing. I think that's probably dawned on you as well, because even the shyest of us, I think, likes to gather with other people from time to time in some kind of shared endeavour. And don't we all know that we are living in an increasingly fragmented society where we're not as close as we used to be, geographically at least, to family members? And particularly somewhere like London, the transience of the population here constantly surprises me. It's hard, isn't it, to put down roots. So then all the more reason, I think, for us to make an effort from time to time and to celebrate life's turning points, to mark the days, to pay attention to relationships and the connections that are between us all. We're towards the end now of our month's ministry theme on living our faith, and I've just got to do some advertising, but it just, well, the truth of the matter is that us Unitarians have been at the forefront of this business of creating unique ceremonies from people. This is extremely precious to me. It's out of print. It's called Celebrating Life, and it's a book of special services. And when it was printed in 1993, this caused controversy in the national press, because it had all sorts of different ceremonies, you know, the actual orders of service and the readings that you might use. There were the regular ones of funerals and weddings and baby blessings. But there was one for the ending of a relationship, and the newspapers got hold of that and you know, cast aspersions on our spirituality. But don't we need to mark the endings as well as the beginnings? I've used the script for the adoption of a child, and there are just lots of lovely words in there. And of course, it was Unitarian ministers who were conducting blessings for same-sex relationships back in the 1980s, and they've included some of those words in this collection. Let's just close this little piece with a blessing. I will have used this for some people's children here, this blessing. I want to imagine you to imagine that you are these children who are receiving a blessing. Because it takes a whole community, doesn't it, to hold us. That saying, perhaps overused, that it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. But doesn't it take a community to hold an individual weaving together the threads of our lives and each blessing one another for the unique and precious beings that we are. So do accept this blessing for you this day. I wish for you a storm or two that you may enjoy the calm. I wish for you tranquility in times of trial. I wish for you a cool breeze on a warm day and pale white clouds that you may better appreciate the blueness of the sky. I wish you darkness that you may see the stars. Amen. And so, awake to the memories and the moments of our precious lives. Let us live in gratitude this day for all we've been granted, for all the treasures of our daily living. Knowing the quiet struggles and the challenges of many of our lives, let us support one another in finding cause for celebration and for enjoying the simple delights of the day ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Go well and blessed be.